This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you and to express our gratitude for once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would remind you once again that Dara can continues to exist for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spot of consciousness that you are. And once again, we would as well remind you that the information that you receive in that telepathic exchange many times is much more pertinent to your own individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so I would encourage you to become involved in that altered state of consciousness, and you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state and to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. And so while we would encourage you to do so, we would again remind you that the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Now, this afternoon we will speak to you about various levels of consciousness that you exist in and participate in on your day-to-day activities, your awakened consciousness state, and the various other levels of consciousness that you exist in, that you participate in, and that you are not aware of in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You're not aware of it because you choose to limit your understanding and your capacity to be aware of it in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, we suggested that when you are involved in this reality creation process, that the experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness state that you judge as being good or bad, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, are indeed judgments that are made in your awakened consciousness state but do not exist in other levels of consciousness, and particularly at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality. That's a very simple statement. Right or wrong is an awake human consciousness, perhaps ego-driven, if you wish, judgment that is not made in other levels of your consciousness. The level of consciousness for which you create your reality has no such judgment. Gives to you that which you desire, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, your choices and decisions, and what it is that you believe will occur in your so-called awakened consciousness state. That's a very simple concept that becomes more and more complicated as you continue to add on the layers of creation process that result in the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, to grasp that understanding gives one the opportunity, indeed, to have an influence upon your belief system, have an influence upon your reality, that you are experiencing your waking consciousness state, based upon your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings and what it is that you believe, and consequently as well increases and enhances your opportunity to alter your beliefs, to give to you which you in your awakened consciousness state you would judge as a reality as being desirable as opposed to less than desirable, with the understanding that in your altered state of consciousness there exists no such judgment. It seems overly simple, and yet it can have such a profound effect upon what it is that you experience in this incarnational period in your so-called awakened consciousness state. To give your analogy, you in your awakened consciousness state believe that there are a whole realm of necessities in order for you to continue to exist as a so-called conscious reality in an incarnational period. And yet, in its simplest form, there is but one element that you absolutely cannot do without for any extended period of time. And you believe that, not only as a human consciousness belief system or a societal belief system, but also as an individual belief system. You believe that the element of oxygen is necessary for you to continue to exist in your awakened consciousness state. And if that element is removed, even for a very limited amount of time from your environmental surroundings, then this physical being, this awakened consciousness state, will no longer continue to exist. And then you continue from there to have other elements that are necessary to exist. You make it more and more complicated. But that simplicity, that the one element is an absolute necessity, you can all grasp and understand that. And to a lesser extent, when you combine that element with another that you refer to as hydrogen, and you produce what you refer to as another necessity of water or moisture to be available, and where you can exist without it for a much more longer extended period of time than you can without the existence or the consumption of oxygen. Nonetheless, if the hydrogen and oxygen compound is removed, then you understand as well that it's a very limited amount of time that you can exist without those two elements being combined. It's a belief, it's a human consciousness belief system. What you find more difficult to grasp is that it's only there because you believe it. You see, your scientists continuously look to your outer regions of your particular solar system to search for other variable life existence. And they continuously base it upon whether or not oxygen is available on those particular planets. Oxygen is available in some other environmental type of structure that exists in your universe. We would suggest that that's based upon your belief system that oxygen is necessary to sustain any type of life existence. But it's only a belief system. It's only a belief system that you put in place that limits the capacity to understand that other existences, other life forms, if you wish, exist in particular environmental situations where oxygen is non-existent. You understand that at some level of your consciousness, but in your awakened consciousness state, your so-called scientists put that aside. It's not possible. It's only not possible because you believe that it's necessary for oxygen to be present in order for life to exist. And we would suggest that that's a limiting belief system. It's certainly not one held by others. It's certainly not one held by all. Absolutely, and certainly not one held within various levels of your own consciousness. You see, as we have suggested many times, you put in place belief systems in your so-called subconsciousness, in various other levels of consciousness that are not necessarily made aware to you in your so-called awakened consciousness state. When you enter into your awakened consciousness state, you put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you are and of the creation process that you utilize to create this illusion that you exist in that awakened consciousness state. And then in the awakened consciousness state, through what you like to refer to as an ego, you believe that this awakened consciousness state is the one. It's the most important, and that all of the other conscious states are illusionary. And it's actually, as we have suggested many times as well, it's exactly the opposite. The most illusionary existence that you experience is in your awakened consciousness state. What you refer to as when the ego is in control of your understanding of your reality. And so, in this creation process, to come back to our original topic, the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, that you judge as being right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is an awake human consciousness judgment and perception. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. Now, the importance of understanding that particular explanation, of having a total grasp of the simplicity of that explanation, is to understand that at some level of your consciousness, you are aware of all that is occurring. And we could say all that is occurring within your universe, but you would have difficulty grasping that concept, and yet that's absolutely so. So we limit it to the understanding that your consciousness is aware of all that is occurring within your physical being. All that is occurring within your physical being. But it's in your awakened consciousness state where your so-called ego judges whether that's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. But the stock of consciousness that you are, your altered state of consciousness, your subconsciousness, if you wish, has no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, less than desirable or more desirable, but gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Many times as well, beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in your altered state of consciousness that you are truly unaware of in your awakened consciousness state. Unaware of, and yet, each of those beliefs and belief systems as pertaining to your physical being, this physical body that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, are contained within your DNA. Again, without the judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, it's important to grasp that concept, that it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you believe that it's good, bad, desirable or less than desirable. The level of consciousness from which you create the reality has no such judgment. And so, when you're in your awakened consciousness state, and you're involved in your day-to-day activities, and you're making choices and decisions, and you have these thoughts and feelings that influence your choices and decisions, and your whole belief systems that are influencing by your attitude, that also have an impact upon your choices and decisions, and what it is that you feel, the emotions that you express, all influence this DNA all influence your subconsciousness and have an influence on the reality that you experience. And whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is only a judgment that you make in your awakened consciousness state. That becomes difficult to grasp for many, particularly when it's a less than desirable reality that you're experiencing, some type of a physical ailment or difficulty that you're attempting to deal with, that you in your awakened consciousness state view as being less than desirable in your unconscious state, in your subconscious state, in that state of consciousness from which you create your reality. It's as acceptable as any other reality. It's as acceptable as any other illusion that you're creating in your awakened consciousness state. In the stock of consciousness that you are, rejoices in that creation process and validating your beliefs and belief systems, giving to you the reality that you desire based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, and what it is that you believe. And so each and every atom, cell that exists within your physical being is aware of what's occurring. Your subconsciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire being, and is aware in the creation process that you're involved in, and is not judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. Now, in your awakened consciousness state, of course, you have that judgment all the time. This is good or this is bad, this is desirable or this is not desirable. And you make choices and decisions based upon what is or is not desirable. Make choices and decisions based upon your beliefs and belief systems that influence your reality. And since you have entered into what we refer to as this new age and new energy, the reality that you experience in this awakened consciousness state is influenced by your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, what it is that you hold as being important, if you wish, has an influence upon your reality in a manner that was once again quite difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past history, before your entering into this new age and new energy. And so your thoughts and feelings influence your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in the past. It's important to understand as well, once again, that whether that's good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is only an awakened human consciousness concept. At the level from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. We continue to emphasize that so that you can grasp the understanding that what's occurring within your physical being, whether you in your awakened consciousness state choose to believe it's good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is only judgment made in the awakened human consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. And it gives to you a validation of beliefs and belief systems, societal, individual, and human consciousness beliefs and belief systems that you put in place many times before you entered into this vibrational level. And so you were through this incarnational period. In your awakened consciousness state, judging whether it's desirable or not desirable, whether this is something you wish to experience or don't wish to experience, and yet at some level of your consciousness you're rejoicing in that creation process. And you bought into, if you wish, these beliefs and belief systems, such as the example that we gave, that oxygen is necessary for you to exist and to continue to exist in a physical being form in this incarnational period in this particular environment. You bought into that belief system. You agreed to participate and to validate and to perpetuate that belief system. And so it is that there are other belief systems that you put in place that you agreed to perpetuate. that you agreed to continue to be experiencing throughout your existence in an incarnational period, not the least of which is your understanding and belief that this particular incarnational period will go through an evolutionary process, and at some point it will end in your awakened consciousness state. Your consciousness doesn't end. It's this illusion that ends. That's the difficult part to grasp. In your awakened consciousness state, where you believe, as a result of what you like to refer to as your ego, that this is it, that this is the most important part, that this is real. And yet, as we have suggested many times, it's the most illusionary reality that you can experience. And yet, in your awakened consciousness state, and to varying degrees at other levels of consciousness that you experience in your altered states of consciousness, particularly in your meditative states, for example, or in your dream states, where you are aware of what you are dreaming, not in your really deep, intense dream states, where for many it's very difficult to be involved or to understand what's occurring, and particularly not in your so-called between incarnational states, but in your awakened consciousness state, you believe this is it, that this is real. The whole rest is an illusion, as we've suggested again, that's exactly the opposite. And so in this awakened consciousness state, then this reality, this incarnational period that you have agreed to participate in, that you hold as an absolute belief system in your human consciousness belief system, in your societal belief system, and in the individual belief system, that this incarnational period will terminate. You hold in place the belief systems of time and space. You hold in place this belief system that you go through an evolutionary process and that you somehow become more mature and that you somehow end this lifetime. And for many, there's this belief in your awakened consciousness state that when this lifetime ends, that that's it. That you're done. That there is nothing after. There is no experience of your consciousness after. And the irony of it is, when those particular individuals who hold that belief system enter into what we refer to as a between incarnational state, for a period of time, there is indeed this belief fulfilled that there is nothing. The difficulty is that in that state of consciousness, it's very difficult to continue to perpetuate that belief system. Because you begin to understand and to realize that it's an illusion, it's the validation of your beliefs. You are very close to understanding the creation process, and as a result it becomes very difficult to sustain a belief system that is indeed only one of the multitude of belief systems that you can hold. And you begin to understand that it's your creation. That the reason that there seems to be nothing is because you believe that there is nothing, and you find it difficult to perpetuate that belief. And you can apply that particular understanding to all of the beliefs that individuals hold, that you are going to experience when you terminate this incarnational period. It becomes very difficult to perpetuate many of those belief systems without the understanding that it's your creation. Nothing wrong with perpetuating it if you enjoy being involved in that creation process. Absolutely not. We're not suggesting that you're going to terminate a particular belief system, but rather that you will grasp the understanding that it's a validation of your belief and it's your creation as a result of your belief. It's not something that's there and you simply experience it because it's the end of your so-called incarnational period and that's what's there after. And that you don't have any effect or the capacity to alter it or to be involved in a different type of reality or experience in that altered state of consciousness. Absolutely not. It's there because you believe in and wish to perpetuate it. And you have the opportunity, should you choose so, to alter it. If you begin to have that understanding in that altered state of consciousness that you refer to as a between incarnational state. However, in your awakened consciousness state, in this particular incarnational period, it's very difficult, almost impossible for you to grasp that concept because you choose to put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are and what it is that you utilize to create this reality. And so, you have a physical experience with a consciousness that exists. As we have suggested once again many times, it exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. But for the facts of our discussion, we will say that it exists within each and every cell of your entire being. And that consciousness is aware of what's occurring within each and every cell of your entire being. And many times what's occurring is a validation of a belief or a belief system that you put in place in what we refer to as a between incarnational state. And that particular belief or belief system, once again, is stored within your DNA. And as you go through your particular incarnational period and you make choices and decisions, you hold various thoughts and feelings, you actually influence the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of that influence, you have the opportunity, not only have the opportunity, but you do indeed impact upon the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you alter various portions of that DNA to bring it into a situation where you can experience it in your awakened consciousness state, or you can have that experience disappear in your awakened consciousness state. You can activate or deactivate various portions of your DNA, not only can but do. It's important to understand that it's not only a possibility, but you do actually influence the energy that surrounds your DNA based upon the choices and decisions that you make. And as a result of that influence, you alter the energy and you take various parts of that DNA that you put in place, that you choose to put in place. Not something that's just randomly asked, tossed at you, and you say, well, I guess that's something that happened by choice, or somebody had an influence upon my reality somewhere in my past history, in my so-called lineages, that I inherited various aspects that are about to be experienced in this particular incarnational period that are part of my genetic makeup. You choose to put that in place. You may choose as well to have that so-called heritage so that you can follow it back, but nonetheless, understand that you choose to put it in place. No one else made that choice. You choose. You will find throughout your continuing understanding of your DNA and your genetic makeup that there are various particular physical attributes that turn up on a DNA that are not anywhere experienced in your so-called past lineage. There is no history of it in your ancestry, and yet here it exists in one particular individual and becomes part of the DNA makeup and part of the genetic makeup that may be passed upon to your so-called future generations. Why does that particular ailment, if you wish to call it an ailment, or it may be an attribute, show up in a particular DNA when there is no history of it in your ancestry? Because you choose to put it in place. It's not an accident. It is not a freak of nature, although in your so-called awakened consciousness state, your scientists look upon it as being an accident or a freak of nature or something that's unexplainable. It's unexplainable because in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to grasp this concept that there is absolutely no accident. That you put it in place, that you make the choices and decisions in your various altered states of consciousness to experience that reality, or to at least to have the potential and the possibility of experiencing a particular physical attribute in a particular incarnational period, and you put it within your DNA. And it's stored there. And the choices and decisions that you make throughout a particular incarnational period influence that particular DNA. Perhaps turn it from a probability into a possibility, or from a possibility into a probability. And these choices and decisions that you make throughout your day-to-day activities influence that reality. And the choices and decisions that you make in your day-to-day activity, and you judge upon them as being positive or negative, One may be involved in some type of an activity that you in your awakened consciousness state view as having a negative impact upon your physical being. You view it as being less than desirable. You view it as having the potential to create certain types of ailments. And so you judge it in your awakened consciousness state as being bad, as opposed to being a good activity. The spark of consciousness from which you create the reality has no such judgment, but gives to you that which you desire. For example, and it's quite easy to find many examples, you in your awakened consciousness state, for the most part, in a societal, in a human consciousness, and particularly in an individual belief system, hold the belief that if one is involved in consuming certain elements, if one, for example, is involved in smoking what you refer to as tobacco or cigarettes, that activity can have a negative influence upon your physical being. And so, you hold this belief as a societal belief system, as a human consciousness belief system, in many instances, for the majority, as an individual belief system. And so, you, in your awakened consciousness state, judge the result of this particular activity as being negative. It's going to cause you some type of a negative existence, a negative experience in your awakened consciousness state. You're going to be involved in some type of a disease that's going to affect your day-to-day activities, and may even be the ultimate result of the termination of your existence in your awakened consciousness state. And so your human consciousness belief system, your societal belief system, your individual belief system, for the most part, choose to believe that this is a very negative activity. And yet for many, even holding all of those belief systems, continue to be involved in the activity. Choices and decisions based upon thoughts and feelings and belief systems that result in a reality, an experience, that in your awakened consciousness state you view as being less than desirable. From the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is absolutely no such judgment. So, if you choose in your awakened consciousness state to be involved in this activity that you refer to as smoking, with the understanding of the belief systems that you hold, both as, once again, the human consciousness belief system, a societal belief system, and for the most part, an individual belief system, will result in a creation of this reality that you view as being less than desirable, then you create the reality. It validates your belief systems based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, and it comes into fruition. And you experience that negative reality that you in your awakened consciousness stand, that your ego views as being negative. But each and every cell within your entire being is aware of the creation of that reality, and the level of consciousness that exists within each and every cell of your entire being do not judge that as being negative. It's a validation of a belief system. It's a validation of a choice and decision to experience a particular reality that you believe will occur. Now, you can sit there and suggest that, well, no one wishes to experience that type of reality. Well, if that's the case, if you truly wish to not experience that type of reality at some level of your consciousness, why do you continue to persist in making the choices and decisions that will, as you believe in your awakened consciousness state, through a societal belief system, through a human consciousness belief system, as an individual belief system, will result in the creation of that reality which you in your awakened consciousness state view to be negative. Only in your awakened consciousness state do you view it to be negative. at the level from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. And it looks upon that reality as something that you desire, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon what it is that you believe. If you believe that it will that if you continue in that activity, and you, as a result of continuing in that activity, will create some type of disease that you, in your awakened consciousness state, view to be less than desirable, and yet you continue to participate in that activity, the stock of consciousness that you are doesn't judge whether you're making a good decision or a bad decision. It doesn't say, well, you shouldn't be doing that because we don't want to give that particular reality to you. But simply looks upon it as you hold the belief system, you make the choices and decisions as a result in the validation of the belief system, so we rejoicefully give it to you. And you can experience it. You can have that experience. And we rejoice in the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular experience, which is why you're involved in this reality in the first place. And each and every cell of your entire being is aware of the creation process that you utilize to create the reality, and do not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, but give to you that which you believe to validate the belief that you hold and the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings, your attitude, all influence the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And in your altered state of consciousness, there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. Even the realities that you in your awakened consciousness state view as to being less than desirable in your altered state of consciousness from which you create your reality, you rejoice in that creation process for the opportunity of experiencing the feelings that are the result of that particular reality creation process. In your awakened consciousness state, the ego judges whether those feelings are desirable or less than desirable. In your altered state of consciousness, you rejoice in the creation process without any judgment as to whether it's a desirable or a less than desirable feeling. It's that intense range of emotions and feelings. It's only available in your vibrational level where you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. That is the reason why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place. It's why you choose to be here. Good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is only an awake consciousness concept. There is no such judgment that exists at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. It's really that simple. Each and every cell in your entire physical being rejoices in that creation process. And it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. The cells within your physical being that are aware of what's occurring throughout your entire physical being have no such judgment. They simply give to you a validation of belief systems that you put in place. Belief systems that you, through your choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings, many times that you put in place in your altered state of consciousness with the absolute intent of experiencing it in a particular incarnational period, are indeed being validated. It's like to use the very simple example that you can grasp and understand, that you believe that when you enter into this incarnational period, you will enter in at one level of understanding and that you will somehow evolve in your awakened consciousness state to your infancy, into your adolescence, and into your adulthood, and finally into your senior years, if you survive that long and don't create some type of a reality or experience to limit that experience, to limit that existence within an incarnational period until you reach that senior phase, and that you will at some point terminate your existence in this incarnational period. You put in place all types of beliefs and belief systems to validate that reality, to validate that experience for the opportunity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved in that transition from your infancy to the termination of your existence in this incarnational period. And you enter into this incarnational period bringing with you those beliefs and belief systems, and they are embedded in your DNA. And through your choices and decisions and thoughts and feelings, you indeed influence the energy that surrounds your DNA, that brings those particular realities into fruition, if you wish, so that you can experience it in your awakened consciousness state. Good or bad, flat or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, is a judgment that you only make in your awakened consciousness state. It's a judgment that does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the reality creation process, regardless of which you in your awakened consciousness state choose to believe is once again a desirable or less than desirable reality. For many, that can be a very difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. Absolutely, we understand that. And it's difficult to grasp because you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You put in place the limitations of that understanding, and consequently, the limitations of grasping the concept that it's right or wrong only in your awakened consciousness state, desirable or less than desirable only in your awakened consciousness state. Comes back to the simplicity of what we have suggested from day one of interacting with you, not only in this incarnational period, but in the many other incarnational periods in which we interact with each of you. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are one. You are all that is. You create your reality. Not just the parts that you look upon as being desirable or that you judge as being good versus bad, but you create your reality. All of it. Each and every moment of your existence in your awakened consciousness state is a result of your creation based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, based upon what it is that you desire. And many of those beliefs and belief systems, once again, are put in place at a level of consciousness which is very difficult for you to access while you exist in this vibrational level, because you make it difficult to access. But nonetheless, you create your reality, all of it. And the good news, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail creation process that you choose to be involved in. You may limit your understanding in your awakened consciousness state, but we absolutely guarantee you that each and every one will reach that particular level of your consciousness where you cannot fail come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this vibrational level is illusionary. And the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. That's a profound statement. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you can imagine it, you can create it. Imagination, desire, expectation, combined with thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, attitudes and beliefs, or the elements that you utilize to create the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you can imagine it, you can create it. It's an illusion. It's not real, what you experience in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of it being an illusion, you not only can, but do manipulate it constantly, based upon your imagination, based upon your desires, based upon your expectations and your thoughts and feelings, and the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You do it constantly. Now, that may seem like something you've heard before because we've suggested it so many times, but it's the key to understanding how it is that you exist in this vibrational level. It's as close as we can come to giving you an explanation of who and what you truly are. For once again, it cannot be expressed through the utilization of a vocabulary. When someone attempts to give to you an explanation of this creation process, an explanation of who and what you truly are, we would suggest that it cannot be expressed through the use of a vocabulary. It's an experience of a feeling and an emotion that you can experience by going within inside, by utilizing meditation to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Because of your belief in this process of evolution and the necessity to experience some type of an evolutionary process where you become better and better at it, we would suggest that as a validation of that belief and belief system, that as you practice this meditative process, this alteration of your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, you can become much better at it. Because you believe, once again, that there is this concept of time and space, and that it takes time, and that it takes a passage of time, many times, for you to accomplish and to achieve a certain goal which you put in place. But nonetheless, the answers that you seek are within inside. Go within inside. We encourage each of you to meditate on a regular basis. We encourage you to search within inside for the answers that each of you seek. The connection with that spark of consciousness of who you are, which will be experienced as an emotion and a feeling, as opposed to some type of an explanation that you can express to someone else. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The most important element of any message that we can express to you. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with yesterday. So we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.